You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 2 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And yeehaw! I don't even know if that feels like appropriation. Welcome into the House of L podcast. I am Lawrence Holmes. Thank you so much for hanging out on the pod. The pod is on the road today. House of L decided to send me to SEC Media Days. And by House of L, I mean me. I had some time that I could use to take off, and I was like, you know, I don't handle vacation well. It is not one of my strengths. Taking time off to me, yes, I enjoy the idea of like getting up late one morning or something like that, but I often find myself bored, and I figured that this was a really an interesting opportunity for me to get some rest because I didn't have anything pressing to do from a work standpoint, but also gave me the opportunity to make some connections and further some knowledge in an area where I think I could still be better. And so I am at SEC Media Days in Dallas. And I haven't been to Dallas in forever. I think the last time I was here was covering a Bears-Cowboys game. And the crazy thing about the SEC, so the SEC has this, they do this every year, where they do their media day during All-Star Week, which makes total sense. There's not a lot going on. There's the home run derby or whatever. Then there's the game, and then there's two dead days. Wednesday and Thursday are dead. MLB comes back Friday afternoon usually. But this year, what I think is amazing, and I didn't even realize it, because I don't think of the All-Star game being, like, I never think of it, like, in places. And I was like, oh, yeah, I saw Sierra actually post something from Dallas. And I was like, oh, that's right. The All-Star game is also in Dallas, or technically Arlington. And of course, the SEC is just like, yeah, we'll just come there too. We don't care. We've expanded our conference and we're just going to come hang out. So I said, I'm going to go down. And my plan was that I wasn't going to get here until, I was going to get here later tonight, like later than what I'm actually, when I'm recording. And I was going to check out Tuesday and Wednesday because that would give me the opportunity to be in the Kalen DeBoer press conference and Sark's press conference. I really wanted to do that because I really like Sark, and I think that he's a really interesting guy. And it gives me a chance to cover eight of the team, so half of the SEC. And I got in early because the storms in Chicago looked so bad that I got an earlier flight. And I got here, and I'm glad I got here early because it let me get my bearings a little bit. I could walk around, and I could see the grand production that is SEC Media Days. I saw the radio row, and like that was kind of crazy, and I think the score should come down here, but I always think the score should be in places like this. That was really cool. And then I went and I got to be in a press conference. I got here early enough and went over and got my credential and everything early enough that I got to be in the Clark Lea press conference. He's the head coach of Vanderbilt, and he's actually kind of interesting. I'll get to that in a minute. But the funny part of me being down here, and you guys know that because of my experience at Alabama, I have kind of adopted this. Like, I'm in this. I never had a college football team. When I was growing up, it was split kind of between Florida State and Michigan. I always wanted to, when I was a kid, I thought that I wanted to play at Florida State. And I wanted to play on the 96 Olympic team. Like, that was my goal. Obviously, I didn't make it. I also really wanted to go to Michigan. And I've talked about this a lot on the podcast. When I was in high school, that was the school that spoke to me. That was the place where I felt the most at home. That is the place where we went to go visit. And I was like, yeah, this is it. This is what I want. We didn't have enough money to make it happen. My parents tried, too, and I was a real brat when I couldn't go to Michigan. Of course, I end up at DePaul, which was my last choice, which I always say to people, like, when you're 17 years old, you think that you want to have one thing, and then you realize that there's more out there for you. My brother went to DePaul, so there was kind of like, I don't want to go there because Braxton went there. And then I got on campus, and I'm like, this is great. Like, I love it here. Now I can't even imagine what my life would have been like had I not gone to DePaul. DePaul's played a role in me getting everything that, you know, I was in Chicago for my internships at WMAQ and working at Channel 9 as an intern and then getting a job as a producer. That probably doesn't happen if I'm not available, like there in the city, down the street. So it's funny how things work out. I still have a lot of love for Michigan, and it broke my heart that Michigan beat Alabama in the playoff. Like, it broke my heart because I'm really dyed in the wool when it comes to Alabama stuff now. But I wanted to experience this. I wanted to be down here and see what it's like. Like, I've covered a Super Bowl, so I know what that's like, and I figured this is similar. Next year, I'll figure out a way to spend time at both the SEC and the Big Ten media days. I'll figure that out. But I wanted to be down here to see what it was like because it's an experience that I've never had. Covering college football like on this level. I've covered individual games. I've been to a lot of cool campuses. Strangely enough, that ended up coming up today. And we'll get to that in a minute. But I just wanted to get a feel of it. And so far, so good. I feel like it's already been, if I left right now, if I got on the plane tomorrow morning and was headed back to Chicago, it would have been mission accomplished. I'll tell you a couple fun things that have already happened, and then I'll get to some of the meat of this. You walk in there, and so ESPN, SEC Network, obviously, like, they kind of run this thing, but there's a lot of independent radio stations that are down here, and it's a lot of fun to see people doing their work and a ton of publications, and that's part of what I want to do. Like, I've talked to the show, meaning Dan, Layla, Ray, and Studs, about how I think we should probably move into more college football stuff. I'm not saying that we're going to become the college football show, but Dan has a Heisman vote. And Layla and I really love college football. So I don't think it would be that crazy for us to do more stuff, interview more coaches or the occasional player. And we'll see, like, from a rating standpoint, if those segments rate. But I know that spending August just talking about the Bears and maybe not talking baseball at all seems a little silly to me. So why not add something else to the table? So I get down here, I get settled, I get all my stuff, I get my credential, everyone treats me really well from the SEC, and I asked a question, which I'll let you hear the answer to in a little bit, in context. But I asked the question, and you do the thing where you stand up, you know, Lawrence Holmes, 670 The Score, Chicago, and then you ask your question. And someone came over to me and was like, what's the score doing here? I'm like, no, I mean, we are here, but it's just kind of me. Like, we didn't get a seat at Radio Row. Like, I just wanted to experience this. And it's Heath Klein, who does radio at The Fan in Atlanta. And he loves the show. Like, it's one of those things where I went back into Twitter and saw that he follows me, and he's like, I love the show, like, I listen all the time, I can't believe that you're down here, it's weird that you're down here. And he's right, it is a little weird that I'm down here. So that's going on, and I had a great conversation with Heath, and he was super sweet, and he's like, if you get bored and you want to go out to dinner with all of us, like, let us know. Like, and that's the type of stuff that I was looking for. Like, I want to meet new people in the college football space, I want to bring new guests onto the score, like, all of that stuff. So that was great. I'm sitting there in the convention center, and I'm right behind the SEC network. So they were broadcasting. It's Jordan Rogers and Roman Harper and Dusty Dvorak, which is crazy to me that he has become this incredible analyst of college football. In my earlier days, I was a beat reporter, and I covered the Bears for a living. And Dusty Dvorak was one of the players that I covered. And I remember being the year before, you know, Tommy Harris had been drafted out of Oklahoma, and I asked him about Dusty when the Bears drafted him. He's like, man, this dude is a monster. So Dusty was this wild man when he showed up. The face paint and the long hair and the screaming and all of this other stuff. He's an absolute wild man. And to see him be this very polished, super well-dressed analyst now with the short hair, you know, the cool haircut, but the short hair, it messes me up, like, every time that I see him. So they had finished their segment, and I need to talk with Roman Harper, because he and Charles Tillman are close, and obviously Charles is one of my guys. But I stopped Dusty. I was like, Dusty, I know you probably don't remember me. My name is Lawrence Holmes. I used to cover you with the Bears. And he's like, oh, yeah, yeah. So we started talking, and I just told him, I was like, man, I can't believe this guy that you are now, and it's awesome. And we talked for a few minutes, and he's like, yeah, you know, I'm just trying to be my best, and it's worked out really well. And he gave me dap, and I was like, man, congratulations. He's like, man, that means a lot. And we parted, and it was just cool. Like, it was like, you go back 20 years ago, when I covered this guy, it was a whole different ballgame. So to see him in this space, I think was really, really awesome. So far, so good from here. Now I want to give you the option, okay? We're going to do a little bit of ball in here in the next segment. It's Vanderbilt football, and I know that when you start thinking SEC, that's not the first name you think of. But there are two things in here that I think are of interest. One of them has to do with a former coach from the Chicago area, and the other one has to do with Vanderbilt as a whole, and how does a school like that survive in this environment. So if you're interested, I would love for you to stick around for the next segment because I think you'll get something out of it. And if not, you want to hit the eject button, that's totally cool too. Take a timeout and we'll get after it. I am so happy that Badlands Pet Superfood Complete is back on House of L. So I don't have a dog, but I have a friend who has a dog, and that dog has kind of become my best friend. His name is Pudge. He's adorable. He's a Morkie, a Maltese Yorkie mix. So I said, I want to bring over Badlands Pets Superfood Complete and have Pudge try it. And if he liked it, then we were going to stick with Badlands Pets and keep it going. He loved it. We mixed it with a little bit of water. He's a teeny tiny guy, 7 pounds. We mixed it with a little bit of water and he absolutely loved it. And now when it's mixed with his other foods, he sifts through that to get to Badlands Pets Superfood Complete. Between that and the mission that Katherine Heigl has been on, I feel like it's a company that House of L should be partnered with for a long time. And you're going to be the beneficiary of this. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. I'll say it again. BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. And if you order right now, we're going to give you 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things just like my guy Pudge did, go to BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. We're going to give you 50% off. Pudge is going to be happy. You're going to be happy. Your doggo is going to be happy. We're happy that Badlands Ranch is back with House of L, and we hope that you benefit from it and your doggo loves it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Clark Lee is the head coach of Vanderbilt football, and I'm sitting there inside of his press conference, and I knew that he had hired Jerry Kill as an assistant, a consultant. And Jerry Kill is one of the most interesting stories in college football to me. And I covered Jerry, and I'm sure I had him on the show, on the nighttime show, when he was the head coach at Northern Illinois University. And I followed Jerry, whether he was at Minnesota. Like, I root for that dude, because that dude is, like, his own life and him dealing with all of the medical issues that he's had and the seizures that have probably kept him from continuing to advance in his career. The man just builds programs. Every ugly situation you can think of, like, he walks in and he rebuilds the program. And he did it again with New Mexico State. Last year, I'm watching New Mexico State play down in Auburn, and you know how I feel about Auburn. Seeing them, they whooped Auburn's ass at Auburn. And that's because Jerry Kill, no matter where he goes, he is considered a program builder, a top-notch coach, and he usually gets the most out of the talent that he's handed. New Mexico State, what, they have 11 wins last year, something stupid like that? Things didn't go well with the administration there. He ends up leaving, and now he's a consultant for Vanderbilt. And I think that, I loved hearing about it from Clark Lee's perspective. So check this out. This is Clark Lee explaining why Jerry Kill and the folks, because he's added a bunch of New Mexico coaches, why those guys are on his staff.
I've always had a great respect for Jerry Kill. And as a young coach, competed against him, I think it was 2013, in the Texas Bowl. He was at Minnesota, I was at Syracuse. And just in watching his team play then, I remember just having such admiration for the style of play. Jerry's a guy who has such a reputation for program building. And again, the respect that people have for him in our profession goes beyond just the wins and losses. It's how he's done it, you know, and that struck a chord with me as a young coach, and I've continued to follow him through my career. So I happened to cross paths with him in 2022 and actually finally had a chance to introduce myself and exchange contacts and followed his progress at New Mexico State. And, you know, the bowl game in year one was celebrating that for him from afar. Year two is one of the most impressive coaching jobs that I think our game has seen. I mean, you know, it's a 10-win season. They opened with a loss against UMass. When you think about the competitive toughness it takes as a leader to continue to grow your team and belief in what you're doing after suffering a setback like that in game one. But my attention was really grabbed after they went to Auburn the week after we played them and were able to steal a win on the road there. And, you know, I probably watched that game 9 or 10 times start to finish the next week. When I say start to finish, the intercut where you go from play one to the final play and watch every phase and every snap, I wanted to see the anatomy of what he had built. I saw a defense that was sound, solid, and simple, played together and played hard. Saw an offense that was creative and designed but wasn't gimmicky. I saw a quarterback that was a maniac and suplexed a linebacker on the sideline there early in the game and one of his only mistakes where he threw an interception. It was impressive. And at the time, I thought we would just go and visit them in the off season and just kind of get a feel for what their process is like and what can we take from them, what can we learn from them. But when I made the decision to go in a different direction on offense, I knew I wanted to take a look at Tim and all the analytical measures we were looking at. His numbers stood out, and we made the connection. And he's a great addition. The fact that Jerry comes is icing on the cake. I mean, I feel so privileged to have him as a part of our staff. I'm learning from him every day, and he's a great asset for us.
That's some cool stuff. And that's adding a really respected guy to your organization. But it's still Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt is one of the most amazing, and it's so funny because I was thinking about it in context to being behind Jordan Rodgers and who was mentored by Jay Cutler, when Jordan went to Vanderbilt. It's part of the reason that Jay and Aaron Rodgers were like, cool, because Jay took Jordan under his wing. That was kind of before things went haywire with the Rodgers family, which I'm not going to get into, but you understand. Then I'm like, oh, and Dusty played. You know what I mean? Like, it was just, like, all of it was just really weird, like that full circle moment. But Vanderbilt is a great university. It's also been a struggle for them to win games. Even when Jay was down there, and Jay was out here doing incredible stuff at Vanderbilt, I think his best year at Vanderbilt, they were 7-5. So it's a challenge before you add in Oklahoma and Texas. Like, it's a challenge before that. So I asked Clark Lee about the challenge of getting players to Vanderbilt and what type of players he wants to come to Vanderbilt. Take a listen.
Well, the type of player that works at Vanderbilt is the same type of player that works at any of our peer institutions. You know, we want to be competitive for every player because we believe in the product that we sell. And I think in the NIL world, some of the long-term significance of this choice has been undercut. I do believe that. And I think we have to adapt our recruiting approach and our thought process, again, to capture the short-term strategy that I mentioned earlier and not just the long-term approach. You know, the great thing about choosing Vanderbilt is that decision gets better over time. You know, in 20 years, 30 years, you'll be as proud of that decision as you are when you're a 17 or 18-year-old. But the SEC is a great draw. It's probably, I would imagine for my peers too, the number one aspect of choosing a school to play in a great conference where you're playing against the very best. It's a great interview for the job that all these guys want and they should want, and that's to play in the NFL. That's something we believe wholeheartedly in. I actually don't believe in backup plans that way. You know, I want these guys to pursue an NFL career every day of their lives. I just happen to believe that better people make better players, and that how you do anything is how you do everything. And that the time and attention you put going to class on our campus and living with your life with standards in everything will make you a better pro. And when we send players off to the NFL, and that is going to happen, I know we've had a little bit of a slide that way, but we have been developing young people in our systems, and with our work in the transfer portal, we are going to send people to the NFL that are prepared to be pros. And though your talent may get you the opportunity, it won't keep you there. You've got to be a productive player. And to be a productive player at that level, you better have routines and process in place and a discipline in place, because it is a grinder. And that may get you to a second contract, and it's going to be your ability to be a leader and to engage with the community, and to, as your physical skills deplete, to continue to add value to an organization. That'll get you your third. What better place to train for that than Vanderbilt University? And so with respect to recruiting, listen, you know, we are going to get stronger and stronger as we continue to adapt and adopt strategies that mirror our peers in the portal and NIL space. We have a great product to sell in the best league in the world. And so we expect to continue to field a team of players that look like the players that we play against every Saturday. And we're part of the way there now. We still got a ways to go, but I am really proud of the progress we've made that way. And I'm excited about continuing this growth internally.
So Clark Lee talked for 30 minutes. I loved his answer to my question, and I agree with him about the idea of you'll never regret having a degree from Vanderbilt. And I hope that he is able to have some success with his Vanderbilt squad. So anyway, it's been a good first day here. I'm glad that I'm here, and I'm glad that I'm able to ask some questions. And after I was done, after the press conference with Lee was done, I texted the show and I said in our group chat, and I was like, we need to have him on. He's our type of guy. And that's the type of stuff. I mean, I could have found that out probably from watching on TV, but I probably wouldn't have watched on TV. Being in the room made a difference. And I texted the show chat and I said, we got to get this guy on. I know it's Vanderbilt football, but we had their baseball coach on, and Vanderbilt baseball has been way more successful. They keep putting people in the pros. But when you start to read Clark Lee's background, you go, this guy is impressive. And it might not work out from a wins and losses standpoint at Vanderbilt, But I give him props for doing what he's doing anyway. So my hope is that we at some point get him on the radio show. If you enjoyed his answers inside of this pod, then I hope that you'll enjoy him on the show. Couple odds and ends from being here. Each of the players that are here, so basically it's a coach and three players will come from every university inside of the SEC. One of the gifts that they're getting are branded cowboy hats. And I saw the Vanderbilt one, and it was dope. And I'm like, this is a fun thing to have happen. So it's been a blast to be here in day one. And I will share, I'll put a lot of the pictures up on my Instagram account. At Lawrence W. Holmes is where you can find it. And you can see some of this stuff yourself. And the next 2 days, I think, are going to be a lot of fun. And I will give you as much coverage. I think I'm going to jump on Stadium Network, my friends over there, and do some stuff too. So be on the lookout on their show, The Rally, which is at 5 o'clock. And you can just download the Stadium app. It's for free. You don't have to pay nothing to watch that show. And you can see it for yourself. So that's it. Day one is in the books. I know it was probably a little bit more Vanderbilt football than you were expecting, but damn it. I got here in time to get one coach, so I got the one coach. And I thought it was great. And I hope you did too. Thanks for your support, like all of your support. Listening, sharing, people donating to the podcast. This is the type of thing. Wait. This is the type of thing that the donations to the podcast allow me to do. Now, the podcast makes money. And this is a business trip. Like, for real, for real. Like, I paid for this with the House of L credit card and everything. The room and the whole nine yards, the travel. But when we get donations, and if you look inside of the link on Apple, on Spotify, there's links for a Red Circle, which is our platform. And you can donate. And people have been really nice. Someone donated their winnings from the Holmes Maneuver. And I thought that was really great. But whatever, if you have money to give, give. If not, you just listening is fine. But I wanted to let you know that for those of you who are donating to the podcast, the money's being put to good use. We're putting together content with it. All right, I will see you next time. From here, there'll be more pods. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.